Vermont, Annie Lee. I can't leave you alone, Annie Lee. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine, no matter what you hear or do. Bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. Don't you hear the wedding bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee? Now you said you're gonna be mine.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Mike Wave Dave, talking the blues on WLRH. Hope you're having a great Saturday. Got some blues for the next hour to accompany whatever you've got going on. We'll jump right at it after we give Earl Hooker his intermission. Thank you, Earl. And we'll let you wrap it up later. I have four new release selections tonight to get to, and I'm copying it down from the recent programs that have had five to get a little more time to a couple of them in here that have some nice depth to the albums. And one thing about rushing through them at the clip of five per hour is you just don't get the kind of variety that these artists are putting out onto the show. You don't get it displayed, and I really like to have a chance to let everyone see these folks are not doing one-dimensional operations with their blues releases these days. We're getting a lot of variety in the recordings themselves, in the songwriting, and in the production values that go with it. We're going to start off with one from Elvin Bishop. Elvin is a veteran blues guy from back all the way into the early 60s when he moved from Iowa, in Oklahoma actually, I think, then up to Iowa, and wound up in Chicago. And he and Paul Butterfield went around sitting in together as a guitar harmonica duo in all the black blues clubs in the Chicago area, and out of that grew the Butterfield Blues Band, which became very iconic in its own way, bringing Chicago blues forward, and especially with the addition of guitar player Mike Bloomfield. But they had probably the first two lead guitar band going at that point before the Allman Brothers and other bands, and they became very experimental in their style and became a very important watershed for other bands that came after them in the mid to late 1960s. Elvin eventually left, came back to the Butterfield Band with the resurrection of Pig Boy Crabshaw, which was his band nickname, and then left again on his own and went out and did well for himself, not only as a solo artist, but his band scored a big hit with a top 40 single that went into the top 10, actually, called Fooled Around and Fell in Love, with a vocal by Mickey Thomas, who had been singing with the Jefferson Starship. And Elvin, who's more of a down-home type singer, borrowed him to put him in there and sing this pop song, and it became a huge hit record for Elvin, and he's been going ever since. He's now with Alligator Records, has been there for quite a while, and his brand new release is called Can't Even Do Wrong Right. And there's a blues idea for you right there. Either that or a country song. Take your pick. We're going to play that one in the set, but we're going to start off with one. It's a nice cover of the old Little Walter Jacobs classic called Blues with a Feeling. Now, traditionally, that's a Chicago shuffle done kind of down, and the harmonica leads it. But they've taken it and made kind of a Memphis groove out of about 1962 out of this. And slightly funky, but not real funky or subdivided. It's kind of a funky 8-beat groove, and it sounds a lot like a Memphis thing. And Mickey Thomas, the aforementioned, returns to sing a second part. In other words, they're singing a two-part harmony on this vocal, and Elvin is the lead, and the upper part, the high part that sounds almost like a female vocal, that is Mickey Thomas. Next one called Honest I Do, a very early Jimmy Reed hit, one of the few that he recorded that he did not write. And this one is played instrumentally, And in it, Elvin Bishop celebrates his hearing of Jimmy Reed when he first tuned in to WLAC out of Nashville with his 50,000-watt signal back in the days that brought R&B to everyone, including me. All of us who listen late at night to hear those record company, record store shows and all the rhythm and blues we could handle. That's where it came from. Then last of all, the title cut, Can't Even Do Wrong Right, definitely a hard luck shuffle, the kind of a story that like Flatfoot Sam used to get into trouble all the time in some of those records, and this is very similar to that. Elvin Bishop, Can't Even Do Wrong Right is the name of the album. It's on Alligator Records, and we're going to hear Blues with a Feeling, the little Walter Jacobs song, Honest I Do, and Can't Even Do Wrong Right.
Blues with a feeling, that's what I have today. sees all the time running from the police. Every time you see him up to some old dirty trick, and he's got the nerve to think he's slick, but he ain't. He messes up every time. Oh, to tell you the truth, the dude can't even do wrong right. Old Reese took a notion to rip off the house down the street. Heard they had a whole lot of real good weed. He snuck around back and made it in the house okay. And he located the stash and he rolled up a J. He got high and hungry, wanted something to eat. Went in the kitchen and ate up every damn thing he could see. But man, between the food and the weed, he sat down on the couch and he went to sleep. He got caught. Celebrate, got hung up at the bar and started running late. Jumped back in his ride and hit the highway, started to roll. He said, 100 miles an hour, woo, look at me go. Thought he had everything under control. And I'm talking the highway patrol. He got caught. I'll give me a little something on the side. Found him a woman way across town. He said, I'll be real cool this time and keep it on the lowdown. Thought he had a fool, he was doing all right. But what goes on in the dark will surely come to light. He got caught.
Elvin Bishop and his band, the new album called Can't Even Do Wrong Right. That was the title cut. There's a pretty funny story in there. And nice guitar playing and really basic groove. They got his road band playing on this album, unlike many of the Alligator releases where a fine studio band is put together from various other places. But they took all of Elvin's guys and put them in here, along with a couple other guys fitting in here and there. And before that, we heard the Jimmy Reed cover, Honest I Do. And that was really, although when Jimmy Reed played anything, it sounds like a blues, but it was really more of a love ballad back in this day. And it was a very big radio hit for Jimmy and helped get him started on Top 40 so that his other blues things came out. And Elvin did hear it on WLIC back in the days and pays tribute here with an instrumental version of Honest I Do. And we started off with a cover of Little Walter Jacobs' Blues with a Feeling. Played with that Memphis group. It could almost be something that came out of the Stax Studios, the way it sounds, the way they played it together. And really nice and a pretty harmony vocal there from Mickey Thomas going along with Elvin's vocal. Can't Even Do Wrong Right on Alligator Records by Elvin Bishop. This is Talking the Blues, and reminding you this program and all of our locally produced programs are available to you, the WLRH listener, by simply visiting our website, www.wlrh.org. Click on programs and then slide down to find the one you want, and you'll see a bunch of them listed down there by date, previous dates. Pick on one of those, click it, and you can listen to it whenever you choose. The podcasts are one of the great additions we have made to the programming this year, and we hope that we find it useful to you and your lifestyle. Our next artist is Ruthie Foster, an outstanding Texas vocalist, also plays some guitar, but not usually so much on her records. She's been to Huntsville before and played the Merrimack Hall, I know, a couple of times, and just knocked everybody out. Her voice is large and strong. It grew up singing in Texas churches and grew out into where it does both gospel and blues and rhythm and blues with equal audacity. It's just something very simple for her to go from one thing to the other. She has no splits between the styles. She sings exactly the same way on all of them, and it all seems to work. Her last couple of albums got her Grammy nominations for Best Blues, and this one may do the same thing. It's called Promise of a Brand New Day. Although on this one, they haven't gone quite as much for the concise rhythmic thing that they do on some. There are several tracks here on which things are very, very loose, and it's interesting to see that they're taking this approach. The bass player is a producer on this record, and it's pretty cool. The album is on Blue Corn Records, where Ruthie has had all of her releases. I think she may have controlling interests in that label. We'll start with the one called Second Coming, a special interest to here in Alabama because written by the late and great Willie King, who was known not only for his blues but also for his community activism down south of Tuscaloosa where he lived all those years. He's gone now, but he left behind this song here, and she has picked it up. And they make an acoustic one chord. It's a blues rock, but it's just acoustic all the way through. It never takes off and gets banged up like you think it might. And then one called It Might Not Be Right. This is a co-author between Ruthie Foster and the great William Bell, the Memphis soul singer who has been around forever. And this one has definitely a soul ballad to it. Again, a Memphis flavor, kind of like we had in the last set as well. And then one called Let Me Know. And this is a Texas shuffle, and they get some Austin-style guitar from Doyle Bramhall II on this, a Stevie Ray Vaughan contemporary, and somebody who really has all that twang and dirt put together nicely in his style. Ruthie Foster, Promise of a Brand New Day on Blue Corn Records. We will hear Second Coming, It Might Not Be Right, and Let Me Know.
You can't kill my mind. Said you could kill this body, but you ain't gonna kill my mind. No. We're gone away, gone away, gone away, go away. Gonna come back, come back, come back, come back a second time. Oh yeah. You know they killed John Brown's body, but they couldn't kill his mind. No, no. Oh, they killed John Brown's body, but they couldn't mess with his mind. No, no, no. Said I'm going away, gone away, gone away, gone away, gone away, gone away. But I'll be back, I'll be back. I'll be back a second time, yeah. You know they killed Dr. King's body, but they couldn't kill his mind, no, no. Well, they killed Dr. King's body, oh, they couldn't kill his mind, no. Hey, 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 I'm going away. He said, I'm going away. He said, I'm going away. He'll be back. Gonna be back. Gonna be back. Gonna be back. Oh yeah. Second time. Second time. Kill my mind. for a relationship between a woman or a man. They talk about it, but they really don't know all of the qualities that makes a love grow. The green with envy, speculating hate, negative thoughts don't control my fate. You know it might not be right,
might not
for
be
the world,
right.
Oh no,
might not be right.
Oh no, you know it might not be right,
might not
for
be
the
right.
World. How you make me feel, it would leave no doubt that this love is for real. They've never been there and they can't comprehend. People stare and gossip on the outside looking in. That green within me, speculating hate, negative thoughts. Something right now, baby. You know I'm feeling something's wrong. And I'm feeling something's wrong now, baby. And if you feel it like I do, oh, why don't you let me know if you gonna let me go. Gotta know, baby. I'm
What a singer, huh? Miss Ruthie Foster from Texas. And a song called Let Me Know. Before that was It Might Not Be Right. And we started off with Second Coming. That one in particular is a Willie King song, the late Willie King here from Alabama. And what a style. I mean, she's just instantly recognizable. And she's very forceful. She never seems to have to go too far to get her point across. Some people get these streams screaming and wailing and things. And Ruthie just delivers it with a lot of punch and gets the job done. The album Promise of a Brand New Day is on Blue Corn Records. The artist is Ruthie Foster. And you are listening to Talking the Blues. I'm Microwave Dave. A pleasure having your company. I hope things are going well where you are and you're enjoying the evening. We go now to a gentleman from up in New England, Sugar Ray is his name, Sugar Ray Norcia, and his band is the Blue Tones. So Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones have this album out now called Living Tear to Tear on Severn Records. And Sugar Ray, like almost everybody in New England who's become successful in the blues, has spent some time in the Roomful of Blues band, the big band with the big horn section that started, 40 years ago, and is still going. Sugar Ray was a lead singer and harp man for that band for a while. Had been on his own since, and his last two or three albums have really advanced his career, and he's playing the blues festivals all over the place, Europe and the United States, and it's great to see a veteran player get out there and do that. We'll take two tunes from the Sugar Ray album. The first one is called Rat Trap, an original that he wrote, a real snappy jump blues, and classic harmonica, guitar, bass, drums lineup. And then one called Misery. And this is a really nice strolling kind of a late night barroom blues. You don't hear too many people play this tempo anymore. It's kind of not really slow, and it's not up. It's right somewhere in between what they used to call a strolling blues or a strolling type song. Runs a little long, but that's why we're only getting two tracks from Sugar Ray. Rat Trap and Misery are those tracks. The album Living Tear to Tear, Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones on Severn Records.
That gets away with the cheese. Rat trap. Yeah, the rat trap, baby. That's a rat trap, baby. That ain't gonna wag around here. Well, late one evening you was out on the prowl, sleek like a fox and wise as an owl. You baited your trap and you waited real quiet. Then along come a rat who decided to try. He found you first, there's no guarantee, cause it's second rat that gets away with the cheese. Rat trap. That's a rat trap, baby. That's a rat trap, baby. I ain't gonna wag around here. Oh, no, it ain't, baby.
Side of the tree. try. Watch yourselves, you break your back. You know you're dead when you hear that snap. Rat trap, that's all it is, man. That's a rat trap, baby. That's a rat trap, baby. I ain't gonna work around here. I ain't gonna fall over there.
Cut me off this time. Do it, baby. Man, all I'm tasting is salty tears.
Fine and classic blues ensemble work there from Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones. Sugar Ray being the vocalist and harmonica player. The guitar work on that by Monster Mike Welch, who was a New England kind of a teenage wonder kind in the blues, and yet has made the transition to band member with a couple of different bands, but he's been playing with Blue Tones now for a while. Great articulation from this young man who learned his style growing up in pretty much the guitar slinger thing, and here he is playing in the ensemble, yet still lots of chops and lots of creativity with his blues playing. The last track you heard there was called Misery, and before that was the one called Rat Trap with that nice jump groove and a little bit of a double entendre message in there with it as well, both written by Sugar Ray Norcia. The album is called Living Tear to Tear on Severn Records. I'm Microwave Dave. This is Talk of the Blues. Our final artist for the evening is another veteran and a son of a veteran, Lucky Peterson. Lucky's the son of the late James Peterson, who came around here back in the 90s and played through here, although originally from Buffalo. And Lucky was another absolute child prodigy. He was on the Ed Sullivan Show and things like that when he was like less than 10 years old, playing the Hammond B3 organ and playing guitar, and had people like Willie Dixon producing him way back there. And he's been on around and lived in Europe a good bit. So some serious drug issues sidelined him for a good while, but he is back now, cleaned up, and his album, The Son of the Blues Man, is the first thing he's ever produced for himself. And he's got a fine record right here. It's really nice to have this one in our hands. It's on Jazz Village Records, which I believe is a French label, but I'm not 100% certain about that. We'll start off with a track called Blues in My Blood, and this is a very dense, minor key, modern blues that doesn't follow the 12-bar blues format at all. It's got its own little outline that it goes by, but still very nicely played, nicely sung. He's doing both guitar and organ work on this one, and the vocals as well. Then I really get up and tear the place up, one called Boogie Woogie Blues Joint Party. And this one is one that's just cool. It gets up and it's got a straight boogie woogie. He starts off calling people from the back of the room to the front of the room, and then the band takes off. They strip it down completely for one called Joy, written by his wife, Tamara Peterson. And this one is acoustic stuff they recorded in their house, including Tamara singing, he singing, and they got their daughter to come down and sing as well. And I think their son's putting a rap on it. So this is a very acoustic stripped-down piece. And then last of all, we'll get to hear some of an instrumental called Nana Jarnell, a tribute to their two mothers, both his wife's mother and his mother. A monarchy slow, a power ballad for sure. And we'll get to hear part of that, but not all of it. There won't be enough time. Lucky Peterson, The Son of a Blues Man is on Jazz Village Records. We're going to listen to Blues in My Blood, Boogie Woogie Blues Joint, Party and Joy, and hopefully some of Nana Jarneau.
So divine, and in my soul there's a bird, a burning fire, burning from hour, hour to hour. Yeah. I don't need nobody, no, no. Tell me how I feel, yeah. Sometimes it's just shine, and sometimes it rains. But when the pain is broke, you know it broke me down, yeah. I sing the blues. I've seen the blues till it bring me back around. Looking back over my life and time, wow. There's always been a song. This was the blues running in my veins. Blues in my blood, y'all.
Blues in my blood.
I got the blues in my blood.
Blues in my blood.
Oh.
You know, y'all can come to the front now if you want to. You can move to the front. Come on. Come on, y'all. What? Too much drinks on the house. Grab a bottle, let's shot it out. We're gonna boogie in the morning, gonna boogie at night. We're gonna boogie boogie till broad daylight. I said, come on everybody, put your hands in the air. Let your love flow. Come on, y'all, we're gonna boogie woogie to the floor. Come on, everybody, put your hands in the air. Hey, hey, hey. Come on, everybody, put your hands in the air. Come on. We got the best boogie woogie doing blues party anywhere. Come on, everybody. Come on, everybody.
Joy, I got joy, I got joy.
sadly, we're out of time. Can't finish up Joy there. Tamara Peterson singing with her husband Lucky Pearce on his record called Son of a Blues Man on Jazzville's record. Before that, we had Boogie Woogie Blues Joint Party, and we started off with Blues in My Blood. Tonight, we've had Lucky Peterson, Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones, Ruthie Foster, and Elvin Bishop. Great pleasure and privilege to share my favorite music with you. I thank you for your company, your attention, and your time during the past hour. I look forward to next week when I get to do it again. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues, you know what to do with them, right? Right.
I know you don't love me, baby, but that's all right.